Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 31, the verses 2 to 7. The prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 31, the verses 2 to 7. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, Come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob, shout for the foremost of the nations. May your praises heard and say, Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Reflect with me on the theme Resilience and Renewal Through Divine Love. Resilience and Renewal Through Divine Love. Reflect on a moment of survival, a time when either you, someone you knew, or a group endured a critical challenge, teetering on the brink of despair, yet miraculously emerging triumphant. This narrative of resilience and redemption mirrors the journey of the Israelites, who, after enduring the harshness of slavery in Egypt and the treacherous passages through the Red Sea and the wilderness, finally made their way toward the Promised Land. Their story is one of survival against all odds, a testament to enduring faith and divine providence. In these harrowing experiences, amidst the shadow of death and the echoes of suffering, the Israelites clung to a promise, a divine assurance that resonated through their trials. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. This was not merely a comforting thought, but a cornerstone of their faith. A reminder that even in the depths of despair, they were enveloped in an unending, unwavering love. Furthermore, the Lord's promise extended beyond mere survival. It was a pledge of restoration and joy. He promised to rebuild what was lost, to restore their lands, and to transform their mourning into rejoicing. Don't you think, as I want to urge you to, that this message is a powerful illustration of hope and renewal, a declaration that suffering and loss are not the final chapters of our stories? My dear friends, now envision your life through the lens of this passage. Can you hear the echoes of this divine promise in your own journey? Perhaps you've walked through valleys of shadow, faced trials that seemed insurmountable, yet here you are, standing, surviving, moving forward. The Lord's promise to the Israelites extends to you, a promise of love that endures through the darkest times, a kindness that pulls you through adversity, and a commitment to rebuild and renew. This narrative is not just about survival. It is about flourishing after the storm. It is about recognizing that the trials you have endured have not just tested you, but prepared you for a season of rebuilding and rejoicing. It is a call to embrace the promise of a new beginning, to see the ruins of the past as fertile ground for future growth and happiness. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways have you experienced divine love and kindness guiding you through challenging times in your life? Number two, how can the promise of renewal and restoration shape your perspective as you navigate the aftermath of personal trials and tribulations? Gracious God, in our moments of reflection, we are reminded of your everlasting love and unfailing kindness, even in our darkest hours. As you guided the Israelites through their journey and promised renewal, guide us too. Help us to see our past trials as a pathway to a future filled with joy and restoration. May we embrace your promises, rebuild with hope, and sing praises for your enduring love and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.